Yeah, absolutely. The road crews under serious pressure last night, particularly in the Shone. And now this morning, I suppose we're looking now and trying to measure up now the fallout from the storms. So quite a few bridge collapses now across in the Shone, and roads closed. So it's our priority now this morning is to try and assess the situation and open as many of those as we can.
And do you envisage many of those roads reopening, or will they be closed for the foreseeable?
Yeah, we have at the moment we have the Coquhall Bridge is closed, so that one looks quite good actually. We had an assessment earlier this morning. We want to clear a little bit of debris around the abutments and the eyes of the bridge, just to make sure. But we're confident that we'll reopen that one shortly. The main road between Quigley's Point and Muff. Different story. Most of that road has been washed away, and quite a deep gouge cut into the road with the floodwaters. But there's a small part of one of the hard shoulders is remaining. So we're looking at an assessment of that structure, the bridge structure underneath, to see if we can open at least one lane of that. We have a small local diversion in place at the moment, which is not ideal for the volume of traffic there. The other few locations where the bridge collapse, they'll take a little bit longer to even just to get an assessment on them, Catherine, and figure out just what we can do, what options are available to us. So I can't really say with those. So that would be the one from Dumfries to Clonmany, and from Quigley's Point to Carindonagh at the Riverside Pub there. Both of those will take a little longer to inspect.
And in terms of the current state of the roads which are currently open today, Brendan, it is advised that there is still some low-lying water there for motorists to be still cautious today.
Absolutely, absolutely. Anybody driving on roads, particularly up around that Inishowen area, need to be very careful on the roads this morning. Apart from residual floodwaters, there's also likely to be debris on the road washed in from the floodwaters. So people should drive with extra care and attention this morning, and expect the unexpected.